As Kenya edges closer to enacting a sweeping 1.5% digital asset tax, DAT, on all cryptocurrency transactions, it stands at a crossroads. Embrace digital innovation or tax it into exile. Parliament is debating the Finance Bill 2025, which proposes levying a flat tax on all crypto transfers. While the intent to expand the tax base is understandable, the approach may produce more harm than revenue, particularly for grassroots innovators and freelancers who rely on digital assets for daily income. From leader to laggard, Kenya has long been hailed as a continental leader in fintech, driven by innovations like M-Pesa and a thriving crypto ecosystem. Today, thousands of young Kenyans earn income through Bitcoin, BTC, and stablecoins like Tether, USDT, from freelance gigs, gaming, and coding to NFT art and staking. These transactions fuel an emerging digital middle class. A blanket 1.5% transaction tax, however, risks crushing that momentum. For those converting crypto into mobile money to pay rent, school fees, or buy food, it amounts to an immediate income cut, disincentivizing use and driving many toward informal or offshore platforms. A continental ripple effect, Kenya's regulatory stance matters far beyond its borders. As a bellwether for African fintech, its policies signal direction to regional peers, global investors, and emerging startups. Already, local innovators are relocating to countries like Rwanda and South Africa, where crypto is regulated and not punished. A tax designed to capture revenue may actually export innovation, warns industry observers. Recent trends support this. International exchanges have paused or redirected expansion plans due to Kenya's regulatory opacity and compliance costs. Lessons from other jurisdictions globally: Kenya's proposed crypto tax sits far above similar levies. Indonesia imposed a 0.1% tax in 2022. By 2023, crypto revenue dropped 60% as users shifted to peer-to-peer channels. South Africa, by contrast, embraced regulatory sandboxes and licensed over 100 virtual asset service providers, VASPs, encouraging innovation under supervision. Kenya's 15x higher rate could lead to even sharper capital flight and undermine its reputation as Africa's Silicon Savannah. Oversight versus privacy. A regulatory paradox, the Finance Bill 2025 is accompanied by the Virtual Asset Service Providers, VASP, bill, aimed at improving compliance and aligning with AML/CFT global standards. However, key clauses raise privacy red flags. Clause 44(1) mandates real-time, read-only access to internal transaction records. Clause 33(2)(a) requires vetting of shareholders and senior officers while meant to aid enforcement. These provisions conflict with the Kenya Data Protection Act 2019, which demands lawful, proportional use of personal data. Oversight must not come at the cost of trust, said data privacy advocates. Unlike the EU's MiCA, the UK's 2026 Crypto Reporting Framework, or USIRS protocols, Kenya's draft lacks mechanisms like impact assessments or cryptographic audit tools. Even major banks resist the Kenya Revenue Authority's demands for customer data, citing leak risks and inadequate guardrails. A smarter path forward, 4-point blueprint rather than risking innovation flight, Kenya can lead Africa into the digital era through precision regulation. Industry stakeholders have proposed a 4-point plan, tiered taxation, replace flat transaction tax with use case-specific models, e.g., property disposal rules for long-term holdings and microtransaction exemptions. Innovation sandboxes, pilot blockchain and crypto applications, e.g., cross-border payments, tokenized carbon credits, within controlled testbeds. Privacy-preserving compliance. Implement zero-knowledge proofs, public audits, and other data-minimizing tools to balance surveillance and user rights. Phased rollout and education. Introduce rules with education campaigns and voluntary compliance, giving startups and users time to adapt. Conclusion. Africa's digital future is at stake. Kenya has the chance to shape the future of Africa's digital economy or to undermine it with reactionary policies. The African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, envisions seamless digital trade across 54 nations. But this dream depends on coordination and innovation, not fragmentation and fear. This isn't a debate about whether crypto should be regulated or taxed. It's about how to do it smartly to encourage participation, protect users, and future-proof Kenyas.